call this, we will call this meeting of the Madison Police and Fire Commission to order December 9th, 2024. Present are myself, President William Greer, Commissioner Azure Fudge Hart, and Commissioner Mary Shaw. We will begin with a consideration of the draft minutes from November 11th, 2024, and November 21st, 2024. Is there a motion to approve these minutes?
I'll make the motion to approve those minutes.
Second.
Been moved and approved that we accept the minutes of November 11th, 2024, and November 21st, 2024. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say no. The motion carries. Rebecca, is there any public comment for the meeting?
There was no public comment.
Thank you. We'll move on. Are there any disclosures or recusals from commissioners present?
None.
There are no disclosures or recusals. So we will move into our first order of business, which is reconvening the initial hearing in the matter of Vincent Hopkins versus Officer Shannon Q. This initial hearing had been postponed at our last meeting and forwarded to today at the request of the complainant. It's a matter of the complainant Vincent Hopkins against Officer Shannon Kuhl. I am Commissioner William Greer, President of the PFC. The other members of the commission present are Commissioner Fudge Hart and Commissioner Mary Shaw. The PFC's legal counsel, Jenna Rousseau, is also present. We have a court reporter present to keep a record of these proceedings. We conduct this initial hearing pursuant to the rules of the board. Rule 6 sub H governs the initial hearing. We will begin with a statement of the appearances for the respondent.
Thank you, Commissioner. Attorney Kate Harrell from WPPA on behalf of Officer Kuhl.
And my understanding is that the complainant is not present this evening. So we have a request from the respondent through Attorney Harrell, previously filed a motion to dismiss this complaint with prejudice. In addition, the complainant has now submitted a written request to withdraw the complaint without prejudice. The complainant stated that the reason for his request is to allow the PS and IA time to finish their investigation and to acquire material evidence related to his complaint. Attorney Harrell, do you wish to be heard on the pending motion to dismiss and/or request to withdraw?
Thank you, Commissioner Greer. We have no objection to the request to withdraw the complaint without prejudice. I also think it would be appropriate if the PFC would like to decide the case on the merits of the motion previously filed.
Is there any discussion from commissioners? Do we need to withdraw into closed session? Yes, Mary.
I don't know that we need to go into closed session. I just the one thing I'd make a comment about is that the PF, excuse me, the internal police process for investigating those complaints is a separate process from ours. And the chief has the opportunity in that case to also exert his authority and have a remedy if misconduct is found. Which then I go back to the documents by the, and I think that maybe moving forward with the mo the you know whatever we decide on the motion presented to us last week would probably be the appropriate way to go.
Are you sure? Any comment?
No comment.
Okay. There is a motion. I wouldn't entertain a motion to withdraw this complaint without prejudice.
Were you making that motion then, President Greer?
I wouldn't make that motion. Is there a second?
I second it.
Been moved and seconded that we withdraw the complaint of Vincent Hopkins against Officer Shannon Q without prejudice. Is there any further discussion? My question, I read, I believe, in a comment from you, Attorney Harold, that you're unaware of a internal investigation being forwarded at this time.
That is correct. We did try to do some digging today because neither of the officers who these complaints have been brought against have been informed that there is an internal investigation. We did find out that Mr. Hopkins did file an internal investigation against at least Sergeant Greg Sasoka. It was unclear if there was one against Officer Cool. So I was able to clarify that today, even though Sergeant Sissoko has not been notified of any investigation to date. I think it's just sitting in PS&IA.
Thank you. Any further discussion on this motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed say no. The motion carries. We will move on to the second complaint. This is a complaint lodged by Mr. Vincent Hopkins against Sergeant Sasoka. Again, I am the president of the Police and Fire Commission, William Greer, president also Commissioner Mary Schaaf and Commissioner Azure Fudgehart. The P PFC's legal counsel, Jenna Rousseau, is also present, and we have a court reporter present to keep a record of these proceedings. We conduct this initial hearing pursuant to the rules of the board. Rule 6 sub H governs the initial hearing. Would you state the appearances, please, for the respondent?
Thank you, President Greer. On behalf of Sergeant Greg Sasoka, Attorney Kate Harrell from the WPPA.
And again, the complainant is not present, but has filed a motion to dismiss this complaint without prejudice. Attorney Harrell, do you have any objection to this motion or recommendation?
No objection to the motion. Again, I would reiterate that I believe the matter could be decided based on our motion to dismiss with prejudice, but we have no objection to it being dismissed without prejudice.
Thank you. I would entertain a motion in this matter to dismiss this complaint without prejudice. Again, I'll make that motion.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded that we dismiss this complaint without prejudice. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. The motion carries. The complaint against Sergeant Sasoka is dismissed without prejudice. Is there any further information or requirement in these matters?
No, that concludes the matters, and we can now move on to, we do not need to go into closed session under agenda item 4, so we can move down the agenda to number 5.
Thank you, Attorney Harrell.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. So we move on to number 5. Consideration and potential action on the final recommendation of the fire chief following successful completion of the probationary period. Is there a representative from the fire department here?
Yeah, good evening, President Greer. Assistant Chief Scott Babers here.
Good evening, Assistant Chief.
And I
would you like to carry us through this?
A little cold going, so I apologize with the voice and if I cough, but I'll dive right into it because we have quite a few. Starting off with some off-probation recommendations from the fire chief. First, Chief Carbon recommends a permanent placement of the member below in the rank of lieutenant after the successful completion of a 12-month probationary period. Quarterly evaluations were conducted by a division fire chief and then reviewed by myself, assistant chief of personnel. No discrepancies were found, and pending approval, effective date of January 7th of 2025, if based on your recommendations, that would be Lieutenant Samuel Cook.
Is there a motion to approve the chief's recommendation?
I'd move approval of the Lieutenant Sam Cook for the chief's final recommendation.
I second.
Been moved and seconded that we approve the chief's recommendation for Lieutenant Samuel Cook. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no. The motion carries. Assistant Chief.
Thank you. Chief Carbon would also recommend the permanent placement of the members below into the rank of apparatus engineer after the successful completion, again, of a 12-month probationary period. Quarterly evals were conducted by a division chief and then reviewed by the assistant chief of personnel. No discrepancies were found in these cases either. Pending approval, all four of the members would be effectively off probation with your approval on January 7th of 2025. And that would be apparatus engineer Matthew Boyle, apparatus engineer Christopher Stavness, apparatus engineer Justin Fehrenbeck, and apparatus engineer Trent Miker.
I would accept a motion to approve the chief's recommendation for the firefighters named.
I move that we approve the chief's recommendation for apparatus engineer Matthew Bowl, Christopher Stavness, Justin Fehrenbach, Trent, and Miker with an effective date of January 7, 2025.
Second the motion.
Been moved and seconded that we approve the chief's final recommendation of the firefighters named. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. The motion carries. Assistant Chief Bavery?
Yep. And finally, off probation, the Chief Carbon would recommend the permanent placement of the 12 members from Class 60. Those names listed below, and I'll read those all off into the rank of firefighter after the successful completion of an 18-month probation period. Quarterly evals were conducted by their assigned lieutenants, and they were reviewed by the assistant chief of personnel, and no discrepancies were found. This going, based on your approval, would be effective December 13th of 2024. Firefighter Bryce Anderson, Firefighter Casey Dolphin, Firefighter Dennis Fuller, Firefighter Michael Green, Firefighter Connor Qualkey, Firefighter Casey Schmidt, Firefighter Quinton Sporleader, Firefighter Alex Trollop, Firefighter Samuel Wood, Firefighter Ryan Beatty, Firefighter Gabriel Dahmershausen, Firefighter Nathan Junk, Firefighter Tamerl Lines, Firefighter Tyler Sheffield, Firefighter Joshua Steadman, or I'm sorry, Steedman, Firefighter Kyle Von Ruden, Firefighter Zachary Yozamp, Firefighter Brandon Aker, Firefighter Christopher Schmidt, and Firefighter Melanie Peterson.
Is there a motion to approve?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I think the chief said 12, but I think we have more than 12 on this list.
We do indeed.
So, I just don't want anybody to be left off.
You're absolutely right. Totally my mistake. That was from a previous class.
So it is indeed the firefighters that you named, Assistant Chief, only.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. I was just going to count them, and I apologize. Such a long list.
There's 20.
Yep, 20. And I'll get into the reason why the confusion on my end in a moment. But sorry about that.
So we need to confirm the members from our list of 20 to coincide with your recommendations of 12.
Be great.
Was anybody checking those names off as the assistant chief was saying them, or does he need to repeat them so we can?
He'd have to repeat them again. They're in a different order than he said them than ours, and so I missed a few, unless Mary got them all.
I think he got them all, but I think that we could, I believe we could make the motion based on what is printed in our agenda, based on those listed as probationary firefighters from 6 through to the end of the list, item 6 through the end of the list in item number 5. If that's okay to do, and I think Jenna might be able to answer that.
Yes, I think that would be fine. And Assistant Chief Bavery, did you have a clarification that you wanted to make? Or it sounds like from what you said that all 20 are being put forward. Is that correct?
Yeah, all 20 are being put forward. We did have some, and definitely confusion on my end. We did have some in that class that are their probation is going to get extended. And I can get into that in the next step. But those 20 are the ones that Chief Carbon would like to move forward.
Any further discussion?
We'll make the motion for you. I would move that the 20 firefighters, as stated in our agenda, starting at item 6 through to the end of the list, are their final probation on recommendation of the fire chief, that they have completed their probation, is effective December 13th of 2024.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's moved and seconded that we approve the designated firefighters. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed say no. The motion carries.
Thank you for that. And sorry about the error on my part. And that brings us to the probation extension. We do have Chief Carbon would like to extend 4 people probation, and I'll start with the recruit classes because I just talked about that. But probationary firefighter Gabriel Grandin, Chief Carbon is extending the probation to June 13th, so 6 more months of that probation due to personal injury, was hurt and not being able to be evaluated in the fire stations, wasn't able to work on the line. And then also probationary firefighter Spencer Reinflesh, that probation would be extended also to June 13, which is 6 months later, June 13th of 2025. And that also was due to personal injury and was not able to work in the field. So those evaluations were not able to be conducted as well. And then we have probationary firefighter Mallory Gertz, probation extended again to that same date of June of 13 of 2025 due to military deployment, was not able to work in the field and be conducted evaluations for those for that position as well. And then finally, outside of the class, we have a probationary lieutenant Chad Powell. Chief, we'd like to let you know that the probation extended to July 7th of 2025, which is again a 6 month probation extension due to poor performance reflected in those evaluations. And again, another 6 months. So just to let you know about those probation extensions.
Is there a motion?
I don't think we need a motion on these.
Correct. We do not need a motion because it is within the time frame allowed under the rules. The chief may extend for certain periods that are allowed in the rules without board action. So we do not need a motion. It was my understanding is it was an update to keep us apprised.
Excellent. We are apprised.
Thank you.
Assistant Chief,
finally, just to let you know that I think on the agenda we have down department retirements and resignations. We don't have any that happened since our last meeting. There will be definitely some retirements approaching come January, so I'll fill you in on later meetings for that as we have quite a few retirements coming up. And also the personnel investigations, we do have five open investigations. I listed the five down involving potential violations. Hopefully this helps, but the first one is involving MFD policy 11.13, MFD rule 18, and MFD rule 39. The second one is a violation of APM 2-33, MFD rule 18, MFD rule 39, MFD rule 51, and MFD rule 58. And the third one is involving potential violations of MFD Rule 18 and APM 2-33. The fourth one involving potential violations of APM 2-33, MFD Rule 18, MFD Rule 39, and MFD Rule 51. And the final one that's still open is the involving potential violations of MFD Rule, or I'm sorry, Policy 11.13, MFD Rule 18, and MFD Rule 39. No suspensions to notify the PFC, but happy to answer any questions you may have on those as well.
Mary?
It would be helpful for me, Assistant Chief, if after you list the rule violations, the numbers and such, if we could just have a common language explanation in very simple form of what those are, because I don't know what the numbers mean.
Absolutely. So I was thinking at the end, because a lot of them are the same. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to read through those now if you'd like. I'll try to keep them short. Some of the rules are longer than others, but I'm happy to do that if that warrants it now.
That would be helpful. Yes.
All right. So MFD Rule 18, if I can start there. Basically, members shall be efficient and capable in the service and must not neglect their duty. They shall conform to the rules and regulations of the department, observe the laws. A lot of times, that's the one that gets us anytime anyone's involved with any type of legal activity. That's where that one tends to come up. Rule 39. Rule 39. Members must conform to and promptly obey again all the laws, ordinance, rules, regulations, and orders, whether general, special, or verbal. They shall be strictly on time to the minute, and obedience must be prompt. A lot of times that one involves late for work. Rule 51. Officers and members shall be at all times conduct themselves so not to bring the department in disrepute. Rule 58. It is the duty of every person connected with the fire department to note and report to their supervisor or to the chief any and all violations of the rules and regulations which may come to their attention. I think those are all the MFD rules maybe listed.
How many are there in total, Assistant Chief?
Well, a lot of them ended up being the same. So total MFD rules total.
Yeah. You went into the 50s, so I'm wondering how far up it
goes.
Yeah,
I wish it was that clear, President Greer. Like, whoops. They, you know, these rules and regulations have been around a long time within the department, and they've been revised, and a lot of them have been taken out because they just don't pertain anymore to the common date that we're in now. So, like, for example, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 is gone, 13's there, 14's gone, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. 20 is gone, 21, 22, 23, 24 is there, 25, 26 is gone, 28, 29, 30. It kind of goes off like that. So I would say out of the, I mean, I could definitely email you that to you. There's actually 66 rules, but however, there's probably a dozen or so that are no longer, maybe not quite a dozen, but that are removed.
Could we get a revised, updated copy of those rules?
That would be wonderful. That would make, and then if I do that, do you still want me to mention those rules still every time and read them out loud for?
Well, when you mentioned them, we could just refer to our information in the future.
Great.
Save.
President Greer?
Yeah.
If they could just put, you wouldn't have to have the entire title, but just something so that with the materials we would review, if we could get it in the materials we review and not have to go to look them up, that would be really appreciated because it would make the review of the materials more efficient.
I will do that. I know it's not something we've done in the last few years, and I really appreciate the insight because I've just been kind of following the past, and I'm all about improving processes, so I love it.
That's a great idea, Mary.
The last one that I think that
Assistant Chief, would you still send me the whole list?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yep, I'll do that yet tonight. And then the last one, APM, the policy and procedure that's in there a lot is 11.13, and again, that's late for work. If anyone's late for work after over 30 minutes, that we actually hold a pre-D hearing and proceed such matters based on the contract, Local 311 contract.
Thank you. Any other questions? All right. Is there anything else?
I just have one more quick thing, just a reminder, I guess, more than anything. We do have 6 individuals that are looking for file reviews. I know we had kind of briefly mentioned it last meeting. I know with the holidays, I know two of the commissioners were going to reach out. And so whenever that again is practical for you all to come in, I really appreciate it. Just let us know what date and time works for you. And we'll get those, and then we'll have that completed before the January meeting. I appreciate it.
Will do.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks. I appreciate it. Have a good night.
You too. Do we have the MPT rep here?
Good evening, President Greer. This is Captain Patton.
Good evening, Captain.
I'll
We're
jump
ready
right.
for you.
All right, I'll jump right into it. For our first item, we're seeking interim approval and request file review for a newly promoted detective. That is Detective Tyler Hess. He has an effective date pending your all approval of February 2nd.
Is there someone who could do that?
I can do it.
Thank you, Commissioner Schultz.
Thank you,
You
Commissioner Schaaf. I'll let Alyssa know to expect your call or your outreach.
email, yes, thank you.
Very good. For our next item, we've got three employees coming off probation. We are seeking consideration and potential action on final recommendations from Chief Barnes following the successful completion of the probationary periods for the following three personnel. They are Jackson Riddle to police officer with an effective date of 12/30 of 24, and then Captain Ed Marshall. He'll complete his probationary period on December 24th, 24, and the same date for Lieutenant Scott Reitmeier, also completing probation on 12/24 of 24.
Is there a motion to approve?
I move to approve the completion of probationary periods for Officer Jackson Riddle, Captain Edward Marshall, and Lieutenant Scott Reitmeier.
I'll second that motion. It has been moved and seconded that we approve the recommendation of the police chief for the individual's name, Jackson Riddle, police officer Edward Marshall, Captain Scott Rittmeyer, Lieutenant. Is there any further discussion? Although Jackson Riddle was effective 12/30/2024, and Edward Marshall and Scott Rittmeier are effective 12/24/2024. Further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say no. Motion carries. Captain?
Thank you. We've got a couple acting promotions to share with you. First, it is Mark Hall with an acting promotion to Detective Sergeant, and then Samuel Breyer with an acting promotion to Acting Sergeant.
Thank you.
Yep. And I'm going to give just an overview of some of the numbers now that we've closed the application process for the 2024 hiring process. We came in on just about 241 applications. To give you context, this is still one of our lowest numbers ever. We are optimistic in so much as we're feeling like it is a more prepared group. And we're making improvements in that area, but with the application numbers still remain down. This was an increase over last year. To give you a sense of those 241 applicants and where we separated from them in the process, 60 or so withdrew or failed to show up for testing. 10 failed our written test. 3 failed our physical agility test. 6 were not advanced coming out of the internal admissions committee. And 15 were not advanced out of the oral board interview stage. In terms of the makeup of the applicant pool, of the 241 applicants, 83% male, 17% female, 66% Caucasian, 14% African American, 10% Hispanic, 5% Asian or Pacific Islander, and 5% other or biracial. In terms of where we're at right now with the process and the hiring and eligibility list, we have 22 accepted conditional job offers from the previously approved hiring list. We have 5 remaining on the approved eligibility list. And we have approximately 35 or so that are currently in background or scheduled for a retest, or the written, not the written test, but the physical agility test. And we are at this point anticipating a class size of 30 to 32 officers for the May pre-service academy.
Any questions to the captain?
I did have a question. So they can apply resubmit if they don't pass the agility test, but not if they don't pass the written test? Is it one and done on the written test?
We have had in certain cases somebody come back and make a reattempt at the written test, but the physical agility test, they're able to, if they don't pass one or more of the three physical tests, they're able to come back and try that again. And we're also here to provide coaching on those points. Generally speaking, we have had instances where we've had failures or lack of success at the written exam, but very difficult for us to see great growth in that in a short time period of time. So it can happen, but generally speaking, in the time frame of the hiring process, especially depending on when the applicant meets us for testing, generally speaking, it's difficult to show great growth in that area.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Captain, are these tests revised periodically? And what would those revisions be based upon?
I know the Nelson-Denny written test that we've used for many years has been updated. I can't say the last time it has been updated, but it has in my time here at MPD been updated or revised. But it also, we have been using a version of it for my entire time here at MPD. And generally speaking, what it's helping us with, the score coming out of that exam gives us a sense of academic functioning. Gives us a number that estimates level of education potentially. So a 12 score on that test indicates someone who's completed high school or grade 12, highest score on the exam up to 18.9, being somebody who's maybe had graduate school. Generally speaking, from my own hiring experience, it is helpful and quite... It's helpful for us to determine someone's readiness to be successful in the academic rigor of the academy. And we certainly have had candidates who've come in 1 year and scored poorly in that domain and come back with assistance. And we in the department and we in the city have assisted folks come back and retest in subsequent processes. Mm-hmm.
It has a study guide like a LSAT or a MCAT. I just Googled it.
Yep. Yeah, and certainly Commissioner Schoff has experience with this as well. And I have found that oftentimes we're meeting, in these recent years, we're meeting more folks without at post-high school education. And it can be helpful, you know, to for us to make that determination of likelihood of success. We put a lot of, obviously, you all and we all put a lot of energy into this hiring process, and getting someone hired and seated in the academy is just the first step. We really want to make sure we have all the information possible to make sure that they're then successful in the academy and we can get them through and out into field training.
Thank you.
Certainly. We do have a number of retirements and resignations to share, and I'll go through those here quickly. We've got three resignations to share with you. They include these three all hired in recent years. So Police Officer Daniel Hurd started with MPD in May of 22, and then Police Officer Tyler Schreider and Lexi Newton both started with us in May of 23. We wish them well in their future endeavors, but certainly don't like to see us lose folks at this stage of their career.
Thank you.
And then three retirements of note, and I'm certain we'll have a couple more coming in here, but Detective Linda Trevarthan joined MPD in May of 2002. She'll retire as of January 31st. Also from that same class, May of 2002, Greg Hansen will retire as of January 17th. And then our longer serving veteran here, Officer Scott Beckfield, started with the department in 1998, and he'll retire as of January 8th. And we thank them for their service to Madison and MPD.
We thank them as well.
Thank you. Final update for us tonight comes from PSIA. We have no new cases as of our meeting last month. The one remaining open case is regarding an allegation of untruthfulness in violation of MPD code of conduct. And to give you a sense of this, this involves allegation of an officer who told their supervisor that they contacted another subject matter expert in the department following a request for prescribed additional instruction. So they stated that they had followed through on that. They, in fact, it appears, had not, and thus the allegation of untruthfulness.
Okay.
I do have a question. So, I mean, we put so much resources towards these applicants with the process. That's got to be extremely costly. Are there any exit interviews conducted with people that leave within just a couple of years to see why? I mean, they might say, hey, you know what, I've decided I'm going to be a doctor or a teacher or whatever, but I'm just asking.
There are informal and formal, Commissioner. There's a couple different processes which allow for or plan for exit interviews. One in the front office. Some especially younger members maybe not don't avail themselves of that opportunity. And then so we've kind of gone another route. Actually, our hiring group, as part of our strategic plan, offers yet another more peer-to-peer exit interview so that we can gain that information. And then the other, I think, update in light of all things hiring and retention, you know, I think we're just being more open to, you know, even if somebody needs to take a break or revisit this a little bit, you know, working on other solutions, maybe to get them through a period of time and keep them certified and bring them back onto the street. So I think we're just continuing to evolve in this. Some of this certainly, I think, is different generationally. You know, I think we're not necessarily meeting so many people anymore who are thinking about coming here and being here as long as Scott Beckfield was since 1998. But nonetheless, you're right. We are putting quite a bit of resources into this to lose folks that early on in their career. The flip side, I guess, to the equation is it is really difficult to know if this is a good fit for one until they get the opportunity to come and do this and go through the academy and out into field training. And so we have benefited from having a full-time academy and having an overhire to be able to meet more folks and some non-traditional candidates who we don't have that high likelihood necessarily of success. And I think that makes us the agency we are, but I think we do at times take some hits when it comes to losing people early on.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else, Captain?
That's it for me. This will actually be my last PFC meeting as I'll be reassigned over to the West District starting at the end of this month. And again, Captain Stephanie Drescher will be taking over in training. She couldn't be here tonight due to a family illness, but she will be ready to go in January, and I'll either be in attendance with her if she needs me there. And I'm not too far away over here in the West District, but nonetheless, it was a pleasure and I greatly appreciate the work you do and the work you've done with us to help us to make our hiring process as effective as possible.
Captain, you have represented yourself and the department very well. It has been a pleasure working with you. Your attention to our needs, which were sometimes perhaps extreme, has been exemplary. And I wish you the best of luck in your next post.
Thank you very much, and thank you to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. We now contemplate closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85, sub 1, sub C, to discuss and take action, if appropriate, regarding employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility. Specifically, consider preliminary recommendation of a police chief for promotion of the following candidates and report on personnel file reviews. James Brown, police officer to sergeant of police effective 2/16/2025. Kyle Dabbs, police officer to sergeant effective 2/02/2025. Grace Favor, police officer to detective effective 2/02/2025. Benjamin Hogan, police officer to detective effective 2/01/2025. And Jessica Wolf, police officer to detective effective 2/02/2025. We have a motion to move into closed session.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that we move into closed session. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed say no. The motion carries. Captain, we will get back to you.
Thank you. I'm going to step out for another meeting, but I'll wait to hear back on the outcome of that. And I hope you all have a wonderful night and happy holidays.
Same to you.
Rebecca, are you able to make me the host?
Yes, just one moment.
We are back in open session. Rebecca, the motion to come back into open session was made by Commissioner Schaaf, seconded by Commissioner Fudgehart, and was unanimous.
Thank you.
Okay. Can you hear me, Rebecca? Are we recording?
Yes.
All right. I would move that we accept the chief's of police preliminary recommendation for the promotion of the following candidates. James Brown, from police officer to sergeant, effective 2/16/2025. Kyle Dabbs, police officer to sergeant, effective 2/02/2025. Grace Favor, police officer to detective, effective 2/02/2025. Benjamin Hogan, police officer to detective, effective 2/01/2025, and Jessica Wolf, police officer to detective, effective 2/02/2025. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded that we accept the police chief's preliminary recommendation for promotion of the candidates named. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. The motion carries. Can I have one more motion to adjourn?
Move adjournment.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn the meeting. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed say no. Motion carries.
Have a good night, everyone. Hear me? Yes, sir.
Good night, everyone.
Have a great rest of your day and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to all.
Thank you. Happy holidays.